Hey everyone, Leal Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life in the fast lane without losing your sanity. Ever feel like you're running on fumes just trying to keep up with everything? Like there's never enough time, energy, or mental space for anything beyond the daily grind? Well, guess what? You're not alone. We live in a world that glorifies hustle and burnout, making self-care seem like a luxury we can't afford. But here's the thing, self-care isn't about bubble baths and face masks, though those are great. It's about prioritizing your well-being so you can show up as your best self in all areas of life. Think of it like this. If you neglect your car, eventually it's going to break down. The same goes for us humans. We need regular maintenance, fuel, and a little TLC to keep running smoothly. So, how do we create a self-care plan that actually works for us? Let's dive into five key takeaways. 1. Ditch the one-size-fits-all approach. Forget those generic self-care lists you see online. Scrolling through them can feel overwhelming and make you question your own needs. Your self-care routine should be as unique as you are, reflecting your individual personality, preferences, and goals. Think about it like this. Someone who thrives on intense workouts might find yoga a bit boring, right? And a bookworm might not get the same energy boost from a nature walk that an extrovert would. 2. Identify your fuel up. Activities. What truly recharges you? Is it spending time in nature, listening to music, connecting with loved ones, or diving into a good book? Make a list of activities that make you feel energized, happy, and fulfilled. These are your fuel-up activities. Schedule them into your week like any other important appointment. 3. Set realistic expectations. Let's be real. Life can get chaotic. Trying to overhaul your entire routine overnight is a recipe for burnout. Start small. Instead of aiming for an hour-long yoga session every day, begin with 15 minutes a few times a week. You'll build momentum and consistency over time. 4. Embrace the power of no. Learning to say no is crucial for protecting your time and energy. Don't feel obligated to say yes to everything. Prioritize what truly matters to you and politely decline requests that drain your resources. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. 5. Celebrate your wins. Every step towards prioritizing self-care is a victory. Acknowledge your efforts and celebrate your progress. Treat yourself to something small, a cup of your favorite tea, a relaxing bath, or a walk in the sunshine. These little rewards will keep you motivated and remind you that you're making positive changes. Ever felt like you're juggling a million things at once? Like there's just not enough time in the day to get everything done? I bet most of you have been there, right? We all want to achieve our goals, whether it's landing that dream job, starting a business, or simply finding more balance in our lives. But if we're constantly running on empty, it becomes nearly impossible to make progress. That's where self-care comes in. Imagine this. You've got an important presentation coming up, but you're exhausted, stressed, and feeling completely uninspired. You skip your morning workout, grab a sugary coffee on the go, and spend the rest of the day glued to your laptop, barely taking breaks. Sound familiar? Now imagine this. You wake up energized, take time for a nourishing breakfast, go for a walk in nature, and arrive at work feeling focused and ready to tackle the day. See the difference? A well-crafted self-care plan fuels your success by giving you the energy, clarity, and resilience to achieve your goals. Let's recap what we've talked about today. Remember, there's no one-size-fits-all approach. Fuel up. Identify activities that truly recharge you, whether it's exercise, creative pursuits, or simply spending time with loved ones. Be realistic. Start small and gradually build sustainable habits. Celebrate your successes along the way. Embrace no. Protect your time and energy by setting healthy boundaries. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't a luxury. It's an investment in your well-being and your success. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and create a self-care plan that works for you. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media. Share your favorite self-care tips and let me know how you're incorporating these principles into your life. Until next time, keep shining!
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.